This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Scott McClellan's book may be the big thing now, but there's another Republican tell-all or tell-something in the works. Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is writing a book. Craig says it will include his sex sting arrest in an airport men's room. He'll also look back at his career. Craig retires in January after 28 years in Congress. California officials say counties can issue same-sex marriage licenses starting June 17th. This after California's Supreme Court shot down a law saying only heterosexual couples can marry. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has more.
The decision to issue licenses starting June 17th allows the state Supreme Court the maximum amount of time to consider a challenge to its ruling before it takes effect. Gay rights organizations say there will likely be long lines at courthouses. Jeff Kors is a spokesman for Equality California.
California doesn't have a residency requirement for marriage, so there'll be people coming here from all over the country and all over the world to get married.
Opponents of same-sex marriage have asked the court to delay implementing its decision until after the November election, when the state's voters are likely to decide whether to amend the California Constitution to limit marriage to opposite-sex couples.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. Myanmar's military government is opening up a bit more to foreign aid workers. Millions in the state, also known as Burma, are homeless and hungry after the cyclone. The generals have been reluctant to let foreigners in to help. Now the UN says the government has approved visas for dozens of relief workers. This move follows intense lobbying by the international community. Taiwan and China meet in China next month. This would be the first such talks in more than a decade. Carolyn Gluck has more from Taipei.
The invitation came one day after a visiting delegation from Taiwan's ruling party, the Kuomintang, held talks with China's President Hu Jintao. Next month's meeting will focus on two topics: establishing direct weekend charter flights and allowing more Chinese tourists to travel to Taiwan. Taiwan's new president, Ma Ying-jeou, has said he wants to work for a better relationship with China, which had been severely strained during the eight-year term of his independence-leaning predecessor, Chen Shui-bian.
Carolyn Gluck reporting from Taipei. In sports, the Boston Celtics took a 3-2 lead over the Detroit Pistons last night. That puts the Celtics one win away from winning the Eastern Conference Championship. Tonight, the LA Lakers play the San Antonio Spurs at home in the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers have a 3-1 lead in that series. In hockey, the Pittsburgh Penguins topped the Detroit Red Wings last night in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Red Wings lead the series two games to one. Game four is Saturday night. That is your news and your sports. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.